From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the city of Hudson's Department of Public Works began tearing down the historic Fagari Shacks fishing village last week with a plan to complete the work in the summer. The shacks date to the 1800s, built on state land with mostly found materials. The shantytown was a recreational and commercial fishing village from the late 1800s until Hudson police forcibly cleared people from the shacks in 2012, 2 years after the city took ownership of the area from the state in a land swap. The city is using part of its Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant to pay for the demolition. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said the city ran out of grant money to preserve the shacks and blame past administrations. Johnson said, and I quote, "This was the plan created by those before me. I'm just kind of following the DRI process," end quote. And that his, and I quote, "overall goal would be to preserve a couple of structures to make it a parkland," end quote. New York Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation spokesperson Dan Keefe said, and I quote, "Our review is ongoing. However, we anticipate recommending that a portion of the grant funds go to preserving one or more of the buildings and/or installing educational signage and photographic documentation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that interest rates on infrastructure improvements mean property owners in Greenville's water district saw tax bills up more than 1,000%. Greenville Water District users were charged $3.06 for every $1,000 of assessed value, up from just 29 cents per thousand last year. The extension of water lines to an additional 20 homes on State Route 81 East, replacement of a 1975 water storage tank, installation of a pressure-reducing valve, and replacement of hydrants and valves are the construction projects raising costs for Greenville residents. Councilperson and Deputy Supervisor Paul Mako, who was supervisor for the last 14 years before this year, took the blame, saying, and I quote, "This is the first project we have had to pay interest on. We have lived the charm life up until now, paying 0% on projects, but nothing is free anymore," end quote. The town is paying 3.78% interest on the money for the project. Mako predicted the tax bill will be $1 per thousand of assessed value less next year. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that Governor Kathy Hochul will propose additional duties for Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado in her State of the State speech on January 9th. Hochul is proposing a new Office of Service and Civic Engagement. Delgado said, and I quote, "Governor Hochul and I realize there needs to be a statewide service and engagement office," end quote. The office will be similar to AmeriCorps and will partner with both the State University of New York and City University of New York to create a core of paid positions and volunteers for service needs in nursing homes, schools, parks, farms, and cities. Delgado said, and I quote, "The loneliness epidemic post-COVID-19, the rise of hate and intolerance born of discrimination, extreme partisanship, and divisiveness, all of this must be combated in the name of service, compassion, and mutual understanding." Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.